Okay, Boker Tov. So we're holding Erev, and today's daf is daf Memtes. You're on Memtes, I'm an Aleph. We reached already about 10 lines down from the top of the page, roughly. So just to get our bearings, we had a machlekes in the Gemara, what the machlekes Rabbanan Chacham and Reb Shimon was in the Mishnah. Remember the Mishnah, we had a case where if two people's tchumim, if three people's tchum actually, three people's tchum, they were out of their tchum, so they get this new four amma tchum, and two of the three people, their tchums are right side by side of each other. They do not overlap at all. The third person overlaps with the two of them. So the Mishnah says that the middle person who overlaps with both can share meals, share food. He can connect with both of them. Whereas the two on the outer ones cannot connect with each other because there's nothing connecting them, even though there's one overlapping the two of them. They themselves are not connected. So Rav Shimon came along and brought a mashal. Mashal madav. Then we brought a mashal to a case we have three chatzeres side by side, and the inner chatzer has an erev with the two outer chatzers, but the two outer chatzers, the chatzer in the east and the west of the inner chatzer, do not have an erev with each other. So we said over there, the same idea would apply. So the Gemara claimed, we spoke yesterday, the Gemara elaborated that Rav Shimon wasn't just coming to be a mashal, that which was understandable. Rav Shimon was coming to ask a question on the chamim, that the chamim, you say that in that case it doesn't work. Why is that case different than the case of the tchumim? So the question is, what doesn't work? What's the machlekes of Shimon and the Rabbanan? So according to the first version of events, what the chamim was saying it doesn't work is that the middle one cannot carry to the two outer ones, but the outer ones could carry to the inner one. So again, the outer ones can't carry to each other, that everyone agrees. But the inner ones cannot carry from the inner to the outer, according to chamim, whereas the outer could carry into the inner. Whereas Rav Shimon was saying that no, it goes two ways. The inner can carry to the outer, the same way the outer can carry to the inner. That was version number one. Shmuel came along and said no. Shmuel came along and said, well, you're calling, so that was Rav's version. Rav Yehuda said it in the name of Rav. When Rav Yehuda went to learn by Shmuel, he said Shmuel had a different version. This is what we quoted top of the Zaman. He said in the name of Shmuel, that Shmuel said, no, what you're quoting in the name of Rechachamim is actually Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is as machmer as the way he's saying the name of Chachamim, meaning, according to Rav Shimon, the inner one cannot carry to the two outer chatzeres. Rather, the Rabbanan is saying all three, there's no heter at all. All three chatzeres asuzu bazu, and Rav Shimon is just allowing the two outer chatzeres to carry into the inner chatzer. But everyone agrees, not only can the outer chatzeres not carry from one to the other, the inner chatzer can't carry to the outer chatzers. Whole machlekes is, can the outer chatzer carry into the middle chatzer? That was, according to Rav Shmuel, the machlekes the Rabbanan versus Rav Shimon. Okay, says the Gemara, so we brought a braisa that fit very well. Like Shmuel's model, because the Braisa clearly says it discusses the outer chatzer carrying into the inner chatzer. Without discussing the inner chatzer carrying to the outer chatzer, we say that's a little bit more of a diet. That's not as clear, but then it says explicitly, but according to Chamim, all three chatzers are asur zebazeh, so that fits like Shmuel's version, the more machmer version, that according to Chamim, it's fully asur, and according to Shimon, only the outer carrying to the inner, and not vice versa. Okay, now the merchant points out that Shmuel goes to Shtasai. That's gonna be the focus of the first 10-15 lines of today's office, gonna be a continuation of this discussion, and then we get into a whole general conversation as to what are the mechanics of Erev itself. How does Erev work? Let's see. Va'ata Shmuel Tamei. Shmuel goes according to his reasoning. It's the first word in the line is Latamei, around 10 lines down from the top of the page. Shmuel goes according to his own Shita, the Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Chatzah Shmei Shnei Mavais. If I have a Chatzah between two Mavais, Irvim Shneim, Asura Im Shneim. If I have a Chatzah between two Mavais. So we know a Mavi is typically comprised of different Chatzeris to open up into a Mavi. And we know that just like you make Erev Chatzeris, you have to make Shetufim Mavais. Mavis also need the Lechi Kairah situation. It could be. If it's mavim foolish on two sides, you need lechem kari. Also need a suris pesach. That's a conversation we've had earlier in the mesecta. We're not getting into that now. Just the basic din is that the mavi also has a din of having erev, like you have by chatzer, and the same by chatzer we spoke of yesterday. You need all the parties of the chatzer to be involved in the chatzer erev chatzeris. So too, when it comes to mavi, you need all the chatzeris in the mavi to be part of this mavi. So the scenario here is you have two mavis. And the chatzer in between the two mavis. So now, it's very similar to the two chatzeris that we discussed in our case with the chatzer in the middle. The point is that if the mavi is missing any chatzer within its erev, or it's in shtufim mavis, it's not going to work. So we say like this, Irvim shteim, if this chatzer joined both the mavis on the sides, Asura im shneim. It is asur to carry with both of the mavis. What does that mean? That fits beautiful like Shmuel according to Rav Shimon. Meaning even the more lenient view in the discussion by the three chatzers held that which is Shmuel according to Rav Shimon. Even the more lenient view Rav Shimon holds that the middle chatzer cannot carry to the two outer chatzers. Two outer chatzers can carry into the middle can't carry to outer. So to over here, the two mavis on the sides will be good. They have their shtufim mavis. They also have a joint a joint, a connection with the chutzim between, so they're good, but the middle one can't carry two outer ones, the same way the middle chutzim can't carry two outer chutzim. So it's a parallel idea. However, now, we really, for what we need, for our purposes, we brought our point. Shmuel goes to Shtesai, that even if you pass like Shmuel Lakula, like Rabbi Shimon, Lakula, still by the case of Mavis to the chutzim, you got a problem carrying from the middle to the outer ones, just like he explained by the chutzers, you have a problem even going to Rabbi Shimon, from the middle to the outer ones, it was only the outer to the middle. We already proved our point. Once we're on the topic, we quote further din in this case of Mavai, which is very interesting, like Le'ivrim Shneim, if this chutz, which is in between two Mavais, did not make an Erev with the two Mavais on the sides, Iseris Al Shneim. So notice the very, very important change in the Lashon. Before it said, Iseris Asura Im Shneim, it's Asa with both, and now it's Iseris Al Shneim. Asura Shneim means the chutz of the middle is Asa to carry from the chutz to either Mavai. But the Mavais are fine. Iseris Al Shneim Mavir means that when you didn't make any Erev, any Shituf between the Mavis and the Chatzim between, the Chatzim between creates that both Mavis are now messed up. Both Mavis are Aser. Why? Because like we spoke out, if a Mavis is missing one of the partners in its Erev, in its Shituf, so that it's not going to be considered a good Shituf of Mavis, and you won't be able to carry in the Mavis. This Chatzim is in between the two Mavis, not clear which Mavis belongs to. If it was clear if it belongs to one or the other, like we're going to see in the next line, then it would be that Mavi would have an issue, the Mavi that doesn't belong to it would be fine. But since it's in the middle and there's no indication which Mavi it really belongs to, therefore both Mavis have problems if they don't have this an Erev with this Chatzer. Says the member further, Haisa, Shmuel still speaking, Haisa be'echad regila, be'echad regila. What if this Chatzer, it was normal that the residents of the Chatzer would traverse through a specific Mavai to go to Shizra. I would always travel through one Mavai. So it's very clear the Chatzah was connected to that Mavai, not the other. So then it's okay. Then it becomes the one that is connected with, right? There's an indication that it's clearly connected to Mavai number one. So Mavai number two, even though it didn't make an Erev with this Chatzah, it's still fine because it's not considered part of Mavai number two. It's all considered part, the Chatzah is considered part of Mavai number one. And therefore only Mavai number one is messed over by not having an Erev with this Chatzah. The other Mavai would be fine. Amar Rav Huna, and once on the topic, we make more qualifications. Amar Rav Huna, Irva Im She'en Regilavai. What if you have this case, two Mavis, Chatzar in between, the Chatzar is ruggled to be connected with, we'll call it Mavi number one. It's not normal to be utilizing the pathway in Mavi number two. But look what they did. They went before Shabbos, and they made an Erev, specifically the Chatzar went to make an Erev with the one that it's not normal with. Irva Im She'en Regilavai. Went to make, and when it made an Erev with Mavi number two. The halacha is, Hutter Regila Atzmai, it makes the Regila, which does not have an Erev with this Chatzar, Mutter. Why? Because there's a proactive demonstration that even though typically the people of our Chatzar go and use this other Mavai, they use Mavai number one, since now they specifically made an Erev with Mavai number two, so it's an indication that we're connecting ourselves to Mavai number two, and therefore Mavai number one is fine without any connection to the Chatzar, because it's the Chatzar's demonstrated that it's kind of annexing itself, is putting itself together with Mavai number two, even though it's not the one that the people normally walk through. Another qualification. What if the Mavai that the Chatzar is normally connected to made an Erev by itself? Meaning it made an Erev. It made an Erev with the Chatziris that are in the Mavai, but without connecting to the middle Chatzar. V'zeh she'ein regila bay la'irev. And the one that didn't have the mechatzer were not ruggled to go into didn't make an Erev at all. So this is, we're really building up chiddush over chiddush. First, we established that when you have two mavois and a chatzer between, it's not clear which one it belongs to. Both are beholden to it. If it doesn't make an Erev with the chatzer, doesn't make an Erev with both mavois, then both mavois are going to be messed up. Either one's not going to be able to carry because it's missing potentially one of the partners of the mavi. We then qualified and said, if it's one mavi that this chatzer is ruggled to walk through and one mavi not, so then the one that's ruggled to walk through, that's the one that's beholden to it. That's the one that needs to be part of its Erev. The other one, even without having its Erev, it's going to be okay. We then said, we'll call it a bigger chiddush, that we said that if it made the chatzer specifically made an Erev together with the mavi that's not normally walking through, it's not normally traversing, even though normally traverses this chatz, the people of this chatz normally traverse through the other mavi, the other mavi is fine without it, because since it made an Erev specifically to connect to the mavi, the she'en regila, it becomes connected to that mavi, and the other mavi is not dependent on this chatz. That was chiddush, that was din number three, and that was first level chiddush. Now we're having a second level chiddush. Now we're going to say even further. What if the mavi that's it's not ruggled to connect with, the chatzar, is not making an Erev at all? They're not basically not making an erev. They're not going to carry in that mavi. They're not making an erev. They're not making a shita for all. And the mavi that it's ruggled to walk through is making an erev, is making a shituf, but it didn't connect this chatzar. So what would you say? Pasha, you'd say you messed up. It's messed up since this chatzar is connected to the mavi normally that's ruggle in, and it didn't make an erev with that mavi, and that mavi is making an erev. Its erev is missing one of its partners, and it's no good. Are you going to say it should be connected to the ein regilaba? But the ein regilaba didn't make an erev. Says the gemara, it's still going to be okay. The mavi that's ruggle. Why? If the ein regilaba didn't make an erev, and the chatzar itself didn't make an erev with either of the mavis, doichenaisa eitzah she'ein regilaba. We push it. We say the middle chatzar should be connected for these purposes to the other mavi. Why? Because it's like a zen nenev zeh chatzar. The same way, if the chatzar connected to the mavi that's not ruggled with, if it connects that mavi, it won't negatively affect the mavi that it's normally ruggled to walk through because it's already connected to different mavi. So over here, where the mavi that it's not normally connected with is not making an erev by connecting this chatzar to that mavi, it's not doing any damage to that chatzar, to that mavi. Nor to the chatzar. The chatzar doesn't have an erev itself either. Chatzar doesn't have an erev. The mavi shein ruggled by doesn't have an erev. By connecting, by lumping those together, it doesn't have any damaging effect to any of those people because they weren't making an erev anyway. And to the people of the mavi that is ruggled, was ruggled to walk through, they made an erev, didn't include this chatzar. For them, it's a huge detriment if we connect the chatzar to them. So we say it's deich. I'm not sure like if it's like a stummius that all the people agree the chatzar should be connected to this mavi shein ragaba. Exactly the mechanics, I'm not sure, but it's the concept of keeping mitzvah. The idea of mitzvah is that if I have something that you could benefit from and it costs me nothing and I don't share with you, that's keif on mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to not share it. Rashi actually went on the topic, but before we get to Rashi, but again, that's the point. The point of here is we're saying a second level chiddush. Not only can I connect the chatzar to the mavi that it's not normally ruggled with, the kula, when in a case where they were actually connected, even a case where they didn't do an actual connection, but they did nothing, they all did nothing, and the other mavi did something, in order not to mess with another mavi, we're going to view it as if it's automatically being connected to another one, in order not to be to the detriment of the mavi which it was ruggled by. Now Rashi explains what's the idea of Mishnah's name. Rashi quotes the Mishnah in Aves, Shalivishali, two words, Rashi says, Shalivishali. Shali shali. What's mine is mine. That's me. This is time. Now, what's interesting is that if you look at the Mishayis and Avos over there, and the first actually Mishash actually asks this question, it's a machlokes there. Shali shali. One mind that says mine is yours. Everything separate. That's me. This time. Another mind that says no. That's me. This bainini. Right. That's not me. This time. That's me. This bainini. So why is Rashi picking? Rashi's a little bothered. The Rashi's picking the scenario in the Mishnah that one opinion calls Beinani, and only one opinion calls that Midas Daim. L'maisa, the Rabbi Tanura in the Mishnah explains why would Shali Shali be considered Mamish Midas Daim. So he explains, doesn't mean it's actually Midas Daim right now. Shali Shali Vishlav Shlach, there's a certain level of honesty, of what's mine is mine, it's yours. But says the Rabbi Tanura over there, that it's a car of Midas Daim. It's a slippery slope to get to Midas Daim. Meaning, a person who's so particular, what's mine is mine, and what's yours is yours, he's going to be so particular in not sharing, in not giving up that which is his, even in a case where it costs him nothing, he's going to come to that level of not sharing it anyway. If a person is he's not a Mavra Midasim, he's so stingy, he's going to come to Madrega where even when it doesn't cost him anything, doesn't harm him, he's still not going to want to share, and that's Taka Midas Daim. So, that even says, Rabbi Arthur says, even according to opinion, that didn't call it a bane, he called it Midas Daim, he didn't mean it's Midas Daim right now, it's what ultimately leads a person to chlila get to midas time. So according to that, you can understand maybe Rashi a little better over here. Rashi is picking shali shali because he's not saying necessarily it's midas sedaim. Midas time doesn't always mean midas time right now in this moment. It's the hanhagas that lead to midas time also can be called midas time. Okay, fine.
One interesting question. So this is not zenen of zelay chaser because clearly they want to go to the regila dika chaser.
In which you have to be more clear. In which case?
We're saying the one that it's ruggled to, since we say that we push them to the one that they're not ruggled to, in order to let the ruggled chatzar have its sheet of mavois that they put together. Well, I go through the ruggled one because I like it better. It's prettier. I like the people there. I don't know. So there's a zen then that you're taking away from him.
No, but not true. It's a mistake. Because if you look at the two cases where we pushed it to the inner ruggle, there were two cases. Go over the two cases outside quickly. One case was that he made an Erev. The Chatzah made an Erev only with the She'ena ruggle. That's the only one they made an Erev with. So they're not able to go to the ruggle anyway. They're not able to right? They're not able to carry. We're talking about Chatzeris here. They're not able to carry into the ruggle anyway. So they're not losing out by being pushed to the inner ruggle. That's the only one they made it. That's the only one they made an erev with. That was scenario number one. That was case number one. We say they become connected with the inner ruggle, and now the ruggle, which did not join with them, is fine because we push them, we connect them with the Einar Ragel, which is whom they, the only one who made an Eruv in the first place. The next case was where the Einar Ragel didn't make an Eruv at all. The Chatzar didn't make an Eruv at all. And the Ragel, the Mavi that it was Ragel with, made an Eruv. Again, the Chatzar is either way not able to carry into any of them. The Chatzar anyway is on its own. So it's not losing anything by being pushed over to the Einar Ragel. So I wouldn't say it's a case of Zeh Chatzar. There's no Chatzar. It's
so then I want to understand better. It means that they can't walk through?
No. Carry. We're talking about carrying here. We're talking about carrying.
You can't carry. You didn't make an Eruv. You make sheets of a voice. What's the chiddush? I think the chiddush here is the same.
No. The chiddush is that the ruggle, the chatzar, the mavi that was ruggle, does not get messed up. It's not missing one of its partners.
No, I know it's not messed up, but
that's a chiddush.
A
person who's makbin on his eruv ain't eruv. His eruv's not an eruv. If he's makbin, he's particular. Remember the people of chatzar again. We're talking about biter. Today's daf for focus eruv chatzaris. We're talking about eruv chatzaris. He's put the people of chatzar we spoke out in the past. We're going to see more of the alumnus coming up shortly. But they join together. They open food together in one house. It becomes like instead of multiple houses and multiple owners in sharing in a chatzar, it becomes like one bias and one bias and a single chatzar, a single usage chatzar. It's one happy family. So if a person is makbid on his eruv, the eruv is not good. Why? Mashmai eruv shmai. It's called eruv. Eruv by definition is a stira to being makbid on the eruv. That is a Yehuda Mishmuel. We're going to explain three sheet is what that means. What does that mean, Erev Shemai? So Rashi learns, simple, Ba'arvis. Erev Shemai means connection, Ba'arvis. If I'm makbid on you, touching my portion, the bread that I put in, and you're makbid on me, it's a steer to the achdus and the pleasantries of Arvis. We're not Arv together. That's Rashi. Rabbi Chanan learns it means literally mixed. Erev means like Taruvis. Erev, it's got to be, again, it all comes from a similar Shairish, obviously. But the point is, it's got to be mixed together by separating it, meaning the foods are separate. If it's very marked, and I have a sealed bag, which is as my food, and you have a sealed bag that is your food, it's a steamer to the foods being mixed. If they're not mixed, then that's a chazarn in the Erev. Me'imi wants to explain that it's really connected to the next Gemara. I mean, it's not necessarily arguing Rashi or Mechanel, but he's more elaborating further that it's almost like a case of Chalak es Yeruv. We're going to have a Gemara coming up momentarily in the next lines. That a person who puts his Erev, we spoke already yesterday also, in separate Kalim, right? Rabbi Shammai Zillow, if your Erev is in separate Kalim, it's a Shav, such an Erev works, so too if people are keeping the Erev, they're makbid on each other in terms of sharing the Erev, that becomes like Chalak is Eruv, it becomes like Erev is separate Kalim, and an Erev which is Chalak itself is an issue, so he learns that's the concern over here. Again, I'm not say argue Rashi and Rabbi Nechanel, either it's the third Pshat, or he's elaborating what the issue is when there's no Achdus, or when there's not mixed together. He's saying the issue is because it becomes a Matzah of Chalak as Eruv. The Mar is actually going to explain why we need this din and the din of Chalak is Ruve in a line from now. The Mar is going to seem to say that the first scan is repetitive, which would indicate very similar to the Meiri, that it does have some overlap. Okay, says the Gemara, a dissenting view, Rab Chanina Amar, Eruv Eruv, that when a person is Makbana's Eruv, it's still a good Eruv. El Shadikim Anshe Verdina. It's a good Eruv, but he's considered Anshe Verdina. He's known Anshe Verdina were a town of people that don't have to be very stingy. So he's known to be from this stingy group of people for the fact that he's so Makbana on his food, his portion of the Eruv, but the bottom line is, it's still a good Eruv. So you have an interesting Machlaikas, Shmuel, the name is Shmuel. So it's Shmuel versus Rab Chanina, whether or not when someone's Makbana on his Eruv, whether that's considered a good Erev or not. What's the halacha? What's the halacha lemaisa? So very interesting. The Rishonim and Machlekes. The Rishonim argue Taisvis and the Ramban. Sorry, Taisvis and Rambam are machmir like Shmuel. They say when a person is machmir in the Erev, it is not a good Erev. Someone's machmir is not a good Erev. Whereas other Rishonim paskin lekula, like, and I'm stressing lekula because everyone knows where we're going with this. They paskin lekula, like Rab Chanina, that even when you're machmir, it's still good, so they go Lekula. Rav Chanina's Meikah, we pass Lekula. And the Shaila is, what's Pshat Taisvis and Rambam are Machmel like Shmuel? We know we have Machlekesim by Erevin, Halacha Kedivrei HaMeikah. So what's Pshat Taisvis and Rambam are Machmer? So the Rush on the Sugi, the Rush explains that there's a Gemara later on where the Gemara takes for granted that when a person is Machmer on Eruve, ain't Eruve Erev. Since there's a Stam Gemara, it's like a Stam Mishnah. Since there's a Stam, remember, there's Machlekes Shmuel and Rav Chanina. It's not Machlekes Mishnayas. It's Machlekes Namaram. Machlekes Shmuel and Rav Chanina. Since there's a Stam Gemara later on that takes for granted Lechumra, like Shmuel, therefore Rambam and Taisus Pasan like Shmuel, that what? That a person is Machmer on his Erev, it messes up the Erev. The Erev is no good. So I believe it messes up for himself, messes up for the whole group. It messes up the Erev for the entire Chevra. That's Shmuel's Alacha and Rambam and Taisus Paskin Lechumra like Shmuel. Okay, I'm reading Shmuel. Another member from Yidam Shmuel. Hachaylik es Eruvay. This is the din we just referenced from the Miri a moment ago. One who separates his Erev by putting But just to be clear over here, he's separating it by putting it in its own kli. He's separating for the other people's erev wasn't a kli. He's putting his in a separate kli. Hachlokas ruv ain't erev. It's not a good erev. Come on, ask the Gemara. This is a chazar for us. Luchar, who's this like? Beshamek. Just had this yesterday. Itanya, we learned in a brisa. Chamisha shagavu as a ruvan. Five people that v'chatzer again. I mean, we point out yesterday also the number five again. Five people that gather bread together to make an erev. When nesnu b'shnei kelim and they place the erev in two kelim. Beshamar ain't erev. It's not a good erev. Beshamar's erev. So this is good erev. Shmuel, who's being makbid on the erev being placed to kelim, isn't it indicative that Shmuel goes like Beishamai, who says that separate kelim is a problem with the erev, and we don't like that. It's very shver. We know it passes like Beisilel. Why would Shmuel be going like Beishamai? Alfil tem Beisilel says more. No, he can even go like Beisilel. Atkal the kamer Beisilel asam ela demailin lemana viater. Beisilel said over there it's okay. You know Beisilel is okay to have it in two separate kelim when the first kli is full, and now you put it into the second kli. You have overflow, so you can put it in the second kli. And Beishamai says no, you got to find a big enough kli to put it all together. Beishamai says it has to be bound together in one bigger kli, and Beisilel says no. Once I've overflowed, two kelim is fine. But in a case where you stop putting it separate because you want to keep it separate, even Basila would agree that's no good. In a case where you purposely separate it, even though there's room in the first kli, you purposely separate it to keep it separate, that would talk a mess up to Erev. So Shmuel really just had two very similar members. Again, that's what we learned. That the first member was also a case of chilikas eruvis. The Shmuel said a member when a person's makbid, that he's makbid that his erev shouldn't be mixed, others shouldn't touch the food that's in his erev. The people in the group shouldn't be able to share the food. His bread is his bread, and it's got to stay that way, number one. And number two, remember was that if his erev is in a separate kli, it's no good. L'chor, aren't these two dinim redundant? V'tarti, l'amalei, tzrich, we need both. D'yashpina, m'shem, d'kapit. If you tell me the first case where he's makbid, I'd say, avlochem eloi. When he's makbid, it's a problem. But if it's two separate kli, and he's not makbid, once he's not makbid, even two separate kli, maybe it wouldn't be an issue. Kamashma, two separate kli, also is an issue, even when he's not makbid. D'yashpina, if you tell me over here, two separate kli, it's a problem. M'shem, d'palgim, mifleg. Because the mice is in separate kli, since it's physically in separate kli, it's not considered connected enough to be an erev. Aval, hasam, emeloi, but over there, where it's physically, it's next to each other, it's all connected in one kli, even though he's makbid. Since it's all connected, maybe that'll be sufficient to be an Erev. Tzrichas, we want to point out both issues, whether it's physically separated or whether it's together, but he's showing that he's makbid that people shouldn't share in it. Either way, that's going to ruin the Erev. Okay. Amle Rav Abba, the Rav Yehuda, the Ben Matar to Rav Zakkai. Rav Abba set to Rav Yehuda in the winery of Rav Zakkai. Mi Amar Shmuel, the Shmuel say, Achalikas Ravina Erev. The Shmuel really say that one who separates the Erev into separate Kli is not a good Erev, Amar Shmuel. Bias, Shemanichim Erev, ain't Sark Litin Pas. The house that the Erev is put in doesn't need to contribute any bread. My time. Lav Mishum, that's part of the question. The house that the Erev is put into doesn't need to contribute any food. Now, my time, I'm Mishum Damar, keep it the Marach Basala. Since the owner has food in his cabinet, right? Sala is like he has food in a different basket in his house. Come on, the Marach Hakadami. L'chari, the logic is, why does the house owner, where the food is being placed for the Erev, not need to contribute to the Erev? Because he has food throughout the house. Since he has food in the house, so food in the house will contribute to the Erev, and therefore it's fine automatically. But what do you see? It's clearly separate kelim. So Hachadami keep the Marach Basala, Kamanach to Hachadami. So the Kasha is now, so then we have a Stira. The Chora, since the basket, his bread is placed in a basket, even though it's a different basket, it's right nearby, so it should be, it's all together, and it should be an Erev. Just like when you're making an Erev in his house, the fact that he has food elsewhere works, so too, when the Erev is in another party's house, and he's putting his food into separate kli, shouldn't be an issue, because all the food is considered as if it's together, and it should be a proper Erev. Amalei, so you said you're making a fundamental mistake, read this back to him. Matariyat, Hasamafa Bishem Pas. No, over there, let's say Nebuchadnezzar, the person's poor. Let Nebuchadnezzar, he has no food in the house. His food was just cleaned, spotless. It wasn't being used. He has no food in the house for whatever reason. Even so, the Erev with the house where the Erev is being situated, that house does not have to contribute any pas to the Erev. So it's nothing to do with the food being able to be in a separate location or the food in a separate basket. You don't need food from that house. Why not? My taima, tekulu hachidairi. Because this is the place where they're dwelling. The whole point of the pas is by me putting pas in your house and Reuven putting pas, all the parties putting pas into Reuven's house, we all become like diarim, like dwellers of that house. The owner of the house is automatically a dweller of that house. He's living in the house. He doesn't need to contribute pas to become a dweller of the house. And therefore, it's a totally separate din. So Shmuel saying over there, the dweller does not have to, the owner of the house does not have to put pas into the group, not because he has bread elsewhere that he's combining. No, no, no. He doesn't have to put bread at all, and therefore it's not a raya. It's not a raya to this in this equation. Amar Shmuel. Okay, that's the end of that conversation. Again, Shmuel is makbid that Shmuel held that if the people in the Erev are makbid each other, not a good Erev, and also if if the Erev is a separate Kelim, it's going to be a problem. Rav Chanina, we know, at least argues in the first din, and that is that if the people are makbid, as long as the food's together, it's still going to be a kosher Erev. That was that prior discussion. Now we get to a big basis, a big aside in the machlekes, in the idea of how does Erev Chatzeres work? What are the mechanics of Erev Chatzeres? Amar Shmuel, Erev Mishum Kinyan. Erev works like a Kinyan. So, basically, it's a fancy way for me to get ownership in this house. By us all sharing ownership in the singular house, there's five houses in the chatzer, but by all the five owners buying a shtickle portion, a chelik in the single house, they become like one entity, and therefore the whole issue, the whole gezerah that they need to not be able to carry in a chatzer to begin with, falls by the wayside. That's the power of Erev Chatzeres. It's the connection. They all have a kinyan in the house. A ruvim mishum kinyan. Erev works like a kinyan. There's a kinyan in the house. So that's the case. Why don't you use money? Why using bread? Why do we use matzah or bread for an Erev? Use money. Because Erev Shabbos, money's not readily available. People either spend their money already, because they spend the money on the free cash, they spend it on Shabbos preparation, or Erev Shabbos, people, we're talking about usually closer to evening, people already put their money away, they don't have money on them because they're getting ready for Shabbos. Either way, they don't have money with them, and it's going to lead to issues of not having Erevs, and therefore the takana was to make, if you did it with money, and therefore they said, use bread. So that's the case, that when an Erev was made with money, let it work. Why are we saying that Lamaisa? It's one thing to say that they establish Erev should be made with bread, because people don't often have money, and it'll mess up, and it'll lead to people having Erev. Okay? But if the Iker point of Erev is a Kinyan, if the Iker is that it's a Kinyan, so money should at least work if it's used, says Mar, no, even then they would gezer dafka bread, dafka matzah, dafka food, and not money. Why? Gezer shem yermi ma'ikr. If they start to allow money to be used, it's going to be pushed that people are going to say, oh, money's ikr. And then when they don't have money, v'zim l'sheikh ma, and there's going to be some occasions where they don't have ma's type of coin. They don't have a ma kesef, they won't have any money available. For the asi l'ruvi b'pas, and they won't come to recognize to make Erev b'pas anymore, because they'll get so used to doing Erev with money, once they appreciate the fact that it's a kinyan, and money is it would be the primary way to transact kinyanim, so they're going to stop doing bread, and they don't have money available. They won't use bread which was available, and then it's going to come out and the concept of air will be forgotten. And Chazal didn't want that, defeats the purpose. They wanted to have an idea of that a chutzah is required, even on a biblical level, you're able to carry no problem. But in order to carry, they wanted to make some sort of hecker that people shouldn't confuse it with just rabbim, on the one hand. On the other hand, they don't want people stopping up to carry. They want the people to utilize the benefit of Erev Chatzeres. And therefore, they set up in a way which it won't become forgotten, namely being done by bread, by matzah, not through money. But according to Shmuel, the Iker idea behind Erev Chatzeres, by contributing the pass, is a monetary kinyan in the bias. Rob is going to argue, yes, what do you want to ask?
Everybody has something. You don't need a mod after. Anybody has something of value. If he's got food, he's got...
Erechami. No,
who couldn't make a kinyan? What's shot
there? No, again, if you start using money, people are going to think the only way to do it is money. That's the problem. People are going to... Because that's the normal way to transact. I mean, it's funny, we spoke about the best, that back in the day, there was much more bartering going on than monetary exchange. You used to barter item for item, which really lends a little more strength to your question. But in general, the number one way to contract, to contract business dealings would be even in times of Gemara, was with money. And once we allow money to be used, it'll become the norm. Once it becomes the norm, people forget the other options that you're saying of Shavik Esav. They're going to forget the other option of Shavik Esav, and then they're going to forget Erev. But they're going to forget it because they're not going to do it.
The Galashan Gemara is Eina Metsuya. They won't have it.
Yeah. Money. Money, 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 money.
Are they going to think? Okay.
Yeah, they won't have money Erev Shabbos, and they're going to come to start thinking you need to use money, and therefore it's going to stop working. Okay.
But now there's. Everyone has to sell suits.
Sorry?
I guess.
Right, with the Erev, yeah.
Everybody
may
has.
Yeah, yeah.
But somebody maybe or come, some robber may come and take the money.
Well, that's a side potential concern. Okay, now Erev Mishum Kinyan. So the Shaila is, why would you need Mazen Shtei Sudas? Why would you Mazen Shtei Sudas? It's what Bishlam, if you're talking about, we're going to see in a moment from Rabbah, that the Erev is Mishum Dira. It's a way of dwelling, by having food there, it's as if I dwell there, which is beautiful, like last Gemara, that the one who owns the house doesn't have to contribute. Of course, by the way, if it's also according to my number, Erev Mishum Kinyan, also, you don't have to contribute because you own the house. So, but the point is that if it's a vart of Dira, so you need Shtei Sudas to have a shame Dira there. But if it's money, it's a Kinyan, any amount should be good enough. Why is the Shavar Puta not going to be good enough? Balatais Fasei and Hachanami. If he wants it to work b'teres money, if he says explicitly, I want this to work b'teres money, and he gives money to make his again, we spoke out that we don't use money, but they were geyser to use matzo or bread to make an erev, because if you start using money, it's going to ultimately lead to messing up and forgetting about erev. But theoretically, if a person goes and uses money, which according to Shmuel, who's the first shita? According to this first shita, Shmuel, it's the chayr should work if it's used that way, and he specifically says, "I have a mind; it should be working with money." Then a nechami, less than a pruta, then as long as the shefer pruta, even if it's less than mazah shesudas, would work as long as he's making clear he's working with teiras money. Okay, Shulchan Aruch brings halacha that the erev has to be in the bias that the chatzar is it has to be, the erev has to be situated in the bias that of the chatzar where the deer is. Meaning the erev can't be, you can't have an erev in outside in the chatzar, and we say we're all making an erev to join into this bias, but the erev is in the chatzar. No, erev has to be in the bias, which is in the chatzar. It's got to be in the bias itself. Now, Taz says, according to Rabbah that we're about to quote, again, we haven't quoted Rabbah yet, but according to Rabbah, who says that the erev is a shem dira, it's a way, by having the food there, it's as if I'm dwelling there, it makes a lot of sense. It's got to be in the bias itself. It's further cements the fact that we're dwelling in this bias. According to Shmuel, that's a monetary kinyan, but it's a monetary kinyan, you just make the monetary kinyan with bread or with matzah, it's less kishmak, but the Taz doesn't leave it shver. He just points out that according to Shmuel, you also could say, even though it's a monetary kinyan, still it makes sense that it should be located in the place of dira, but the chor we know of monetary kinyanim, you don't need it to be in the place of what you're being kaina, the fact that you're doing matzah kinyan, it should be enough. He's asking the question without answering, just saying, not enough of a kasha on Shmuel, but it definitely fits better, this halacha Shulchan Aruch, like Rabbah, who says that it's a concept of dira. Let's read Rabbah inside now. Says the Rabbah Amar, Erev Mishim Dira, Erev is Mishim Dira, Erev is a place of dwelling. By putting food there, it shows that I'm dwelling in that, and all the residents of the Chatzar are dwelling in that residence, and therefore becomes bound together. It's not a kinyan, it's more of a demonstration of that's being a dwelling place. My Benai was 17 to Malchim, so fairly obvious nafkminas. Ik benayo clean. One nafkmin is if you use a clean instead of bread. According to the first opinion, at the end, if you use money, basically, if you use a clean instead of bread, it works according to Shmuel, won't work according to Rabbah. Upachas Rav Bruta. Or the flip side, what if you have Muslim Shei Sudas, seems like highly unlikely, but especially with the case we had early in the Masechta, where you used an ingredient that could be used for Muslim Shei Sudas, without having two full Sudas, we came out in the end that you don't need the full Sudas, even if you just have an ingredient that works for two Sudas, so maybe if less than Shei Bruta, if it's a monetary Kenyan, it wouldn't work. But if it's a Muslim idea of Dira, like Rabbah, then it would work. And lastly, the Katan, a case of a katan, you want to make a chateres, and a katan is involved if he was used to collect it. So if it's a word of kinyanim, then it's a problem because the katan can't be the one to cement to make the kinyanim. If it's a word of the fact that they all have food there makes them all considered diurim, dwellers of this house. Who care? We don't care how it got there. It can get there with a monkey. It can get there with a non-bardas. It can get there with a drone. We don't care how it got there. As long as it's there, it's sufficient for us to all have. We all have food in this house. We're all connected in this house, and therefore, it's a good Erev. By the way, this is not a cut to get be kindness, of course, which we're holding it. Today's Erev Yom Kippur, obviously, but coming up in 5 days from now, in Mirt Hashem, we're going to have Sukkahs. We discussed it in the past about the mitzvah of Sukkah, of Lulav Esrig, Be'in and Lachem. It needs to be Lachem. So we know that Halacha is on the first day of Sukkahs, when a person is shaking his Lulav Esrig before he eats his mitzvah, he should not give it to his child and have his child shake it, or at least be makin to his child, because then the child's kainit, and the child can't be makin back, and therefore it's missing in Lachem. Famous idea, but we see the child could be kaina. So the answer again is that in case where there's dasacheres makna, a child, a katan could be kaina, right? Even then, has to be a certain age. But when you have dasacheres makna, a katan could be kaina. When you have dasacheres makna, a katan could be kaina. So if you have the katans going and gathering it without people being makna to him, that's what the case of here. We're saying it's no good if it's done by katan. And a chanami lecher, if the katan had dasacheres makna, even so, the truth is, because the katan is not just being zeichen it from each person, he's being zeichen on behalf of the other people that he can't do. The katan can't be makna for the other people, and therefore he can't make this merged group ownership in all this money, and therefore wouldn't work with a katan if it would be an issue of kinyanim. Okay, Amalei Rabba Abay the Rabba. Abay says Rabba Lidrach Kasha Ushmul Kasha. I have a question on you that views Erev as a dira. I have a question on Shmuel that views Erev as a kinyan. What's the question? From the same place. Halt Atayim Lidrach Baisa Chamishik Avos Eruven. Five people of Chatzir who collected the Erev in order to carry the Chatzir, and they merged. When they move, then they take the Erev to another area, they want to make the Erev further, extend it to another area, to allow carrying in the second area as well. One person could bring a half of all of them, and it's sufficient. So, who needs the Kakani? Vesulai. L'chari, he's the one making the Kinyan in this new Chatzar, and no one else is involved. So how is that working? Either according to who needed the kadayer, the sulai, according to Shmuel, as a part of kinyan, by the one person taking the Erev to the second place, he's making a kinyan on the second place as well. The other ones weren't carried to the second place. And according to Rabbi, it's a vert of Dirin, the one who's taking the Erev there, he is setting up a dwelling place there. But the other ones aren't setting up a dwelling place there. So Rabbi said back, why? I mean, the he's performing a shlichas on behalf of the other ones. Once it's shlichas, it's a kinyan on their behalf, both legabi setting it up that it's a new makam dir for them, or that they actually own it, they all have an ownership in the new chatzir. Halacha ki Reb Shimon. So this is a memory, if you're keeping track, we had a couple of days ago, we had Klal Yapsak, we said the Klal Yapsak that my machlekes, the rabbanah, my machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda, Reb Shimon, halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon weren't sure halachas like, but we quote a few places. Rabbi Meir said halachas like Rabbi Shimon, even connected Rabbi Yehuda, and we said it's a problem with our klal. Rabbi Yechon's klal is a problem. Ultimately, the Meir came out that Rav doesn't subscribe to Rabbi Yechon's klal. So if Rav doesn't subscribe to Rabbi Yechon's klal, it's not a problem. Here we see again that this is one of the members that he quoted. Rabbi Amar B'chama Gari Amar Rav halachas like Rabbi Shimon, pasuk Rabbi Shimon, that we're saying that in the case of the three chatzeres side by side, you're able to carry from the outer one. Well, actually, it depends. It depends which Rav Shimon you're going like. If you go like Rav Shimon, according to, there's Rav talking. So Rav would obviously hold halacha is like Rav Shimon, that not only could you carry from the outer ones into the inner one, the inner chatzar can carry to the outer ones, only the two outer chatzars can't carry to each other, but again, both outer to inner and inner to outer is mutter, that's Rav's version of Rav Shimon, that's the most lenient approach. Rav in Rav Shimon is the most lenient approach. Shmuel in Rav Shimon, again, Shmuel had a more chametic approach, so they're abundant, even more machmer, and Rav Shimon is more lenient, they're abundant, but even Rav Shimon agrees that inner can't carry to the outer, but Rav, Lishtasai, would say, Rav is possibly that according to Rav Shimon, and even the inner can carry to the outer, and certainly the outer to the inner, that is the psak. Now, before you can see the Mishnah actually talks about what you, a few of you, Yossel and Leiser, referenced in yesterday's shiur. But before you see that, just before you see the Mishnah, just one other point, a couple points on this idea we had before about one kli versus two kalim, that it has to be dafka one kli, it can't be multiple kalim. So a few things. Mishburah speaks out, and what if one person, Shechrach speaks out that what if it's better protection by having separate kalim? What if it's better protection by having a separate kalim? If the separate kalim is there for a reason, such as better protection, that is not a stira to having the eruv in one kli. It's there for the purposes of the eruv itself, and therefore that would not be an issue. So this Chacham Tzvi speaks about a very interesting case. There was in Kiel's Hamburg. There used to be that the Eruv was put for the town, these small kilas, small cities, the Eruv was put in the shul. This town had a main shul, and the Eruv was put in the main shul of the town. Over time, the towns started to have more than one main shul. Smaller shuls, there wasn't one big main shul, there were smaller shuls, and it became a little political. Where do you put the Eruv, which is the main shul? So in order not to make fights, they would take an Eruv, and they would separate it and put parts in each shul. They put a little in this shul, a little in the other shuls, and that was actually done hug, apparently, in Kiel's Hamburg. Chacham Tzvi says, what are you doing? You're messing up based on our Gemara. You're defeating no purpose. Our Gemara says the whole idea of Erev is has to be together. By separating the Erev in different kalim, you're messing it up, and therefore he rails against the anhaga that they had in that kila, and he said, the chur, what they're doing is messing up the whole power of Erev by putting in separate shuls in order to make shalom. You're losing the power of Erev, so it's very nice that you want to make everyone feel like their shul is special, but your Erev has to be, if you're making it one universal Erev for the whole town, then your Erev Chatzeres has to be in one location, in one place, and therefore you want to take it out of all the shuls, but to put it, meaning put it in one central location, not in any shul, but to put it in multiple shuls is splitting your Erev into Kalim, and therefore that would be problematic. Okay, let's see the Mishnah. Okay, so now we get to back to the measurements of Tchum, which again, some of you referenced in the shiur last night. You corrected me. We'll see. Misha ba b'derech v'chashkulei. One is traveling Friday, and it's becoming dark, and he didn't have enough time to reach his house before Shabbos. And you recognize like a certain landmark within the city, a certain tree or a fence, which was within 2,000 amos of his house. So you know what he says? He says my shvisa should be underneath it. That's not good. Lemaklum. That's not good enough. The tree, the area beneath the tree is very large. Underneath it is not good enough. The problem is simply specification. He didn't specify enough of a designated area to make his shvisa in that spot, and therefore it doesn't work. However, if he says, shvisasi beikrai, my shvisa is at the trunk, at the base, then it works. Then it works. Like we spoke about the other day, we found this surprising. He's the maisa not there. He sees it from a distance, but he's not there. Somehow by seeing it and declaring it's able to set up a shvisa even at a distance, as long as he could see it and declare it, that's okay. And once he has a shvisa at that place, he's now able to travel back to his house. Says the Mishnah, Malach b'makam raglav v'ad ikra apayim amma. He could travel from where he's standing right now to the tree trunk up to 2,000 amas. U'me ikra v'ad beis apayim amma. Because the tree trunk now becomes his central location. That becomes his makam shvisa. So he can go from where he's standing, at least as long as within 2,000 amas, to where the tree is, tree trunk, and then go from the tree trunk back to his house, and he's good. Nimtz malach b'chashecha arbas al afam amma. Comes out that from when it gets dark, he's able to traverse 4,000 amas, which is normal when a person has an area. The point is, he's setting it up in a way where he wasn't by the spot of the area, we didn't have food there, and he's still able to connect it to give himself 4,000 amas in that direction. Im ein makir. What if he doesn't recognize any specific landmark, right, to designate that as a spot for a shvisa? Shein a bucket belacha, or he doesn't, it's not a bucket belacha. V'am ha-shvisasi mekayimi, and he says, let my shvisa be in my place where I am right now. Zach le-mekayimi apayim amal ha-ruach. He's zeichel to get 2,000 amas, at least where he is, in every direction, he gets 2,000 amas. How do you measure 2,000 amas? This is the conversation. Agulais, it's measured, it's a diameter, 2,000 amas in a circle, so you have the diameter would be, actually that's a radius of 2,000 amas from where he's standing, which would give him a full diameter of, obviously, 4,000 amas. Tiv Reb Chanina ben Atignis. V'chamayimrim, chamasei, and this is what I think what Liza, you're referring to, merubayis, betavak, merubayis. They form a square. So it's 4,000 amas, but you get the square, which gives you a lot more. You get the extra 25%. So it's much more than actually the 4,000 square amas. K'teshei niskir lezavyas. We were talking yesterday, by the way, about the 4 amas. We were talking about, I don't see why, right? We were talking about the 4 amas. This is the 2,000 amas. But again, but correct. You were, the dilemma is correct. Vizurisha amrum, and there's the chamasei. Sorry?
One, you see the other.
Yeah, l'chayra. Ha'ani ma'arav raglav. An ani can make an air with his feet. Right? He has no food to make an air with, but he can make it with his feet. This is what it's referring to. This goes back to the traveler. We're not going back on the way to measure. Going back on the first part of the Mishnah, they make an Erev without having any food there. With your feet, you can make an Erev. Amar Meir, here, this is a Chazar. We had this Machlekes a couple of back. In Baiter, that Machlekes about the Kolei Apsak. Amar Meir, Anu Elenu El Ani. Only a poor person can make an Erev with his feet, but a wealthy person cannot. Rabbi Daimer, no. Echad Ani Dechad Asher, an Ani or an Asher. Either one can make an Erev with his feet. La Amar Mavram Pas. This is what they said, make an Erev with the Pas. El Hakal Asher was an Eitz, an Asher also has other means, such as food. He can set up the food further away and use the food to make an Erev, or he can go with his feet. Shneyetzi Rav Raglav, the shouldn't have to schlep out and make an Erev with his feet. But of course, if an Asher also chooses to go with his feet instead of making an Erev with his bread, that's going to be good enough. Rameir says, no, only enough can make an Erev Raglav. An Asher has to use bread. And we spoke out a simple explanation for a mayor, why an usher would have to use bread and not be able to make an Erev with his feet, because the Chared, just being there, he has a beautiful house full of food, and being there with his feet 2,000 miles away from his house, very sure to say, where he's standing there, bare without any food, that's his makam shvisa. We know he's going home tonight. We know he's probably planning to go back to his house or some other house to sleep in a place where there's a proper bed and food. And therefore, to set it up without, if you don't do anything, like some sort of token act, such as food, that setting up some food there, that wouldn't be enough to be a makam shvisa for an usher, an ani who has very little anyway, not less of a stira, and therefore he can set up a raglav, but an usher has to put some food there. That is for Meir Shita. And of course, Rabbi Yehuda argues and says that no, it works for an ani or an asher, baraglav, and an asher has an additional option of putting food there, but so does ani, of course, but just less common for an ani, but it works for both. And again, just to point out, we invite are using this lashon of Erev with baraglav. With Erev baraglav, he's pointed out many times during the Masechta, that we're calling an Erev baraglav. When he's going there, it's not just Tom. My bucket tree is here, and therefore I walk 2,000 amas from any spot where I am right now, because that's where I am. It's vital some gather of Erev, and the idea being, because again, it's not really where he lives. We know it's not where he lives. Therefore, it's vital some sort of element of Erev. We'll pause over here. A good fast. All the tefillah should be mekuyim, particularly for the health of Gan's Klai Yisrael. We will B'lin Eder have daf tomorrow night. I'll post the exact time. I'm leaning more towards a little bit later, just because of Kiddush Levana, breaking the fast, 9:30. Roughly 9:30, but again, around then, it won't be much later than 9:30, if it is, but around 9:30, again, Betech Al-Azkit.